Chapter 16, War and Terrorism. The hidden costs of war, specifically the psychological and emotional impacts, are discussed briefly in Chapter 16. PTSD, or post-traumatic stress disorder, was first diagnosed in the 1970s among Vietnam War veterans and continues to be tracked among the veterans of the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. We further examine the hidden costs of war in this podcast. The RAND Corporation's Center for Military Policy Research released in 2008 Invisible Wounds of War, a study focusing on post-traumatic stress disorder, depression, and traumatic brain injury among Afghanistan and Iraq war veterans. While most deployed servicemen and women will return home without any adjustment problems, the RAND researchers estimate that about one-third of returning service members report symptoms of a mental health or cognitive condition. Specifically, 300,000 individuals currently suffer from PTSD or major depression, and 320,000 experienced traumatic brain injury during deployment. These estimates are based on deployment figures as of October 2007 and are likely to be higher. According to RAND, despite increased funding and programming by the Department of Defense and Veterans Administration, there are gaps and barriers in mental health care and general care for service members. The researchers found that 53% of those who need treatment for PTSD or depression sought help from a provider, but only slightly more than half who receive treatment get minimally adequate care. 57% of those with traumatic brain injury had not been evaluated by a physician. The gaps in service are attributed to structural factors, as well as personal, organizational, and cultural ones. Service members, particularly active duty personnel, are concerned with confidentiality and career issues if they seek mental health treatment. The number of suicides among U.S. soldiers has increased since the 2003 invasion of Iraq. Disturbing records were set in 2008 and 2009. In 2008, 128 soldiers killed themselves, exceeding the civilian suicide rate for the first time since the Vietnam War. The suicide count includes members of the Army Reserve and the National Guard. In January 2009, 24 soldiers killed themselves, more than the 16 combat deaths reported in Iraq and Afghanistan for the same month. According to the Army, the typical soldier who commits suicide is a member of an infantry unit who uses a firearm to carry out the act. The most common factors in the suicide cases were financial, personal, and legal problems, along with job-related difficulties and drug abuse. Post-traumatic stress disorder has also been identified as a contributing factor. A third of the suicides in the past 4 years took place during a deployment, 35% took place after a deployment, and the remaining 35% never deployed. The data on suicide attempts by U.S. soldiers is also alarming. In 2007, 2,100 soldiers tried to commit suicide. Every day that year, 5 U.S. soldiers tried to kill themselves. Before the Iraq War began, the figure was less than 1 suicide attempt a day. The Army has responded by allocating more financial and human resources to mental health and substance abuse programs. The Army is also a partner with the National Institute of Mental Health in a 5-year study to identify the causes and risk factors of suicide. New information, as the study progresses, will be made available to the Army in hopes that it might prevent soldier suicides. Now it's your turn. Take some time to view the frontline documentary, The Soldier's Heart, an examination of the psychological impact of war and how the military is addressing the problem. The program, available on the audio and video listing, profiles several war veterans and their adjustment to life at home.